Morning. All right, seems like having prayer requests this morning.
My Uncle Joe.
All right, Joe Lopez.
Linda.
All right, let's bow our heads then. Father, thanks for this day that you've given us, Father, and the moisture that you sent. For traveling safety here, just ask that you be with us today as we travel home and back again this evening. Be with us this morning. Hear your word. Help us to have ears to hear and eyes to see, Lord. Just help us to apply it to our lives. And we also ask that you be with the prayer request this morning, that you just would encourage Joe and Linda, Lord, just be with them. Also be with these young people here, Lord, just guide their footsteps and help them to have a heart to serve Jesus. This we ask in your name. Amen. Okay. We're in Job chapter 31 or 2. 32. Okay, first one. So these three men ceased to answer Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then was kindled the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite, of the kindred of Ram. Against Job was his wrath kindled, because he justified himself rather than God. Also against his three friends was his wrath kindled, because they had found no answer, and yet had condemned Job. Now Elihu had waited till Job had spoken, because they were elders. When Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, then his wrath was kindled. And Elihu, the son of Rachel, the Buzite, answered and said, I am young, and ye are very old. Wherefore I was afraid, and durst not show you mine opinion. I said, they should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. Right there, there's a couple of good points there that for young people there to think about. Just showing respect to your elders and just being quiet when you need to be quiet, and letting the older people talk and speak and say what they've got to say. You don't always have to pipe up and throw your opinion out there. But there is a spirit of man and inspiration that the Almighty giveth him understanding. Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. Therefore I said, hearken to me, I also will show my opinion. Behold, I waited for your words. I gave ear to your reasons while she searched out what to say. Yea, I attended unto you, and behold, there was none of you that convinced Job or that answered his words. Least ye should say, we have found out wisdom, God thrusteth him down, not man. Now he hath not directed his words against me, neither will I answer him with your speeches. They were amazed. They answered no more, they left off speaking. When I had waited, for they spake not, but stood still and answered no more, I said, I will answer also my part. I also will show my opinion, for I am full of matter, the spirit within me constraineth me. Behold, my belly is as wine which hath no vent, it is ready to burst like new bottles. I will speak that I may be refreshed. I will open my lips and answer. Let me not, I pray you, accept any man's person. Neither let me give flattering titles unto man, for I know not to give flattering titles. In doing so, my maker would soon take me away. last verse there. I just didn't want to give any man flattery titles where they boast of and be prideful. Just think he was kind of touching on maybe being humble and just leaving God in charge there, giving what needs to be given. But the main point there, I just wanted to bring out and you guys think about it, is just to grow up and be respectful and just hold your tongue. Next week we'll hear what Elihu has to say. All right. Memory verses for this week, I think Brian had asked to have you guys find verses about why Christ may have came to earth. And we'll just jump up here and start out. Judy, you want to start for us? Oh, Ash, you got one. Come on.
come to condemn the world, but that to the world, but that the world might be saved. First Peter 2:21. Christ suffered for us, being an example that we should follow in steps. First John 4:9. God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live in Him.
Verses about being content. Okay. And then for review for this week, everybody stand up and recite 113, Standing by Purpose True, 38 Annual. All right, Mari starts off.
Standing by Purpose True.